when we see a catastrophe situation, a yes. storm, some kind of an attack or whatever on the news, we should immediately go to pray. And then there'll be thousands of us doing that, maybe a million
That's
of us,
right.
who knows.
God is calling His people together to pray for these end times. Today, Gloria Copeland and special guest Billy Brim share moments in history when God moved mightily as His church came together in prayer. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim is with us again today, and she's loaded for the Word of God.
Yes,
so
bless the Lord.
We're looking forward to it. And we're talking about something you're going to be interested in, the end of all things.
Which is at hand.
Which is at hand, which means we want to be in the right place, doing the right thing, and having the right mind, and be alert to the
exactly
things of
God.
Exactly
what the Lord tells us to do.
Amen.
And we're using for our scripture, and I hope you've got your Bible with you, 1 Peter 4:7-8. The King James says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer."
Amen.
"And watch. Above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins." Now, we're going to get to the love part by the end
I
of the week.
I never had noticed Weymouth before on that.
Yeah.
"For love throws a veil over a multitude of faults." That's handy.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and Weymouth on the first part says, "Be sober-minded and temperate so that you can give yourselves to prayer."
Amen.
"And then, above all, continue to love one another fervently, for love throws a veil over a multitude of faults." Now, that's pretty good, isn't
that's
it?
That's good.
And the first part is...
That's comforting.
That's comforting. And the first part gives you what he's saying. What he's saying here is, the end of all things is at hand. I need you to pray. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to stay alert to do it. Mm-hmm. Stay alert to me. Now, the devil, he's out there, I'm telling you, to get you intemperate, to get you drunk, you might say, on the things of the world, to make you, there are some people that are absolutely, no telling how much of their time they spend on video games, you know? Well, here you are.
You're not alert.
The Lord needs you to pray because somebody's about to bomb somebody.
And you're...
I hit the guy, I won, I went to another level, you know? But he needed you to stop the bomb from landing over there someplace else. So that's exactly what he's telling us. When the end of all things is at hand, don't you let these other things lull you to sleep.
Amen.
I used to say soap operas. I don't know how many people are caught up in those things nowadays. I don't know what people are caught up in. I do see the video game bit. But we have to be alert because he wants to tap us. He wants to tap us when he needs us to. Mm-hmm. This particular kind
things
of...
Things can be prevented if
yes,
he has
they can
people
be prevented
to pray
if he has people
faith.
Working
alert
with him.
Alert people to pray
alert.
In faith.
Exactly right. So that's really what kind of prayer he's talking about here. He's talking about the prayer that he needs when the end of all things is at hand. And I'm learning a lot about that. We learned from Brother Hagin, we said so yesterday, that God needs a man on earth to ask him before he can do these things, and it has to do with the authority of man on earth. You need to go back and watch yesterday over, or watch it again the first time if you were not with us. It's really, really important, and all last week. And you can go on kcm.org, then media, and choose by date. Last week's broadcasts were September 26th through 30, and of course yesterday was October 3rd. So you need to, you'll be blessed if you go back and get yesterday's. You're going to hear about the WWPs. And I'm going to, you don't know what that is, huh? You didn't watch yesterday. But join the group. Gloria didn't know what they were until a week ago.
Oh, my ignorance, ignorance.
But now
ignorance.
She did know about our United Prayer Group
That's
that
right.
God brought up, because she was really here, and God used BVOV to get that thing started, really. And
I'm glad.
It began like this. It was October... It was June 29th, 2008. We were out at Prayer Mountain. At Prayer Mountain, the Lord said, when we establish that place, you're establishing it for two reasons. To pray in the plans of God, mm-hmm. and to stop the strategies of the enemy. You see, when the end of all things is at hand, he's got some things he wants prayed in, and he's got some things of the devil's that he wants stopped. So you need to be alert to be online for prayer. Well, that day we were praying all right, and we were having corporate prayer. He told us to have places for individual prayer. Those are the cabins. And then have place for corporate prayer. So we have corporate prayer, and every Sunday afternoon at that time, we were having corporate prayer. It was June 29th, 2008. There was an election coming up in November. And already the candidates were chosen, and everybody was there praying about it, and I don't know which side they were on, but they had their candidate. Suddenly the room filled with God. He literally shook us. He silenced us. The Spirit of God moved down on me, and the Bible says the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets, but there have been twice in my life I couldn't really control. I couldn't have stopped. It was like, if you don't say this, you're going to drop over.
Well, if you're not going to have self-control, Billy, prayer is a good
thing.
That's
exactly
right.
To have
it over.
It is. So anyway, then the word of the Lord came. One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. The first thing that happened to me was a spirit of repentance. And it was about this. You can't have your America's in a mess. And you can't have your faith in a man or a woman or a party to get it out of that mess. The only one that can get it out of there is God. And the only way He can get us out of there is if we awaken to Him. Then thoughts raced across my mind, awakenings. American history, the part of prayer in an awakening study. And so I did that. I did what he said to do. I studied, and I learned that America was born out of what history calls the Great Awakening.
Now, Billy, have you thought of this? I hadn't thought of this till right a few minutes ago. Now, we're at the end of all things.
Yep.
For the first time in history, there's instant international news.
Instant.
Instant. I mean, just nearly as soon as it happens.
I think a fourth of a second.
In somewhere else, some other country, we see it.
Yeah. Clyde McGee.
If we don't see it, then unless, you know, we're really paying attention, we could miss praying for it.
That's right.
But we have every international terrible threat.
Exactly. It's placed before us.
Goes all over the world.
And you'd have to be blind to think that we don't need help.
That's right. That's right. It's amazing.
A certain governor called for prayer last summer, and his idea was, we need help.
That's right.
So the one who can help us is God, and we got to stay alert.
And we can all come, we can all hear and do.
That's exactly. Stay alert.
Within minutes.
Stay alert to a call.
Yeah.
Pray now.
Amen.
Might be the middle of the night. Might be anytime.
The Lord can get our attention.
He's got to be able to get it.
But sometimes He uses other things too, and so that when we see a catastrophe situation, a storm, some kind of an attack or whatever on the news, we should immediately go to pray. And then there'll be thousands of us doing that, maybe a million of us.
That's right.
Who knows?
It's exactly the truth.
It's an amazing hour we live in.
God needs it.
That's right.
He needs us. We need Him, but He needs us.
Yeah.
So after I started studying about those awakenings, I found out America was born in the Great Awakening, and then there had been awakenings to God down through that had saved our country, really. And then after we did this, we're out there praying about it, and somehow He got the idea over to us of having a prayer meeting and streaming it live.
That's
and so
a great thing.
We chose the noon hour because in 1857, there was a great awakening called, and it started the prayer awakening. Mm-hmm. And they had their prayer meetings at noon. It started in New York City at noon. So we said, and it spread across America, and great things happened. So we said, okay, we'll choose noon. And we'll choose noon Central Time, where we live. And we started streaming them live. And then I was on your program. People heard about it. And they all started clicking on. And they all started joining this prayer group. Every Wednesday at noon, we have a corporate body at prayer all around the globe.
That is so awesome.
We usually have about 61 countries that join us.
Wow.
And there are thousands of computers. Some of them are prayer groups. Some of them are churches. And there are different hours around the globe, you know. Mm-hmm. The people in Europe, they'll be praying with us, and it's evening. people in Australia, it's really early morning the next day, but then we've got archives so that you can go on archives. And the people who pray with us by archive, they say that the anointing
is... That is no accident that we can do that.
No, it's God.
Wow.
And they pray with us and they say they have the same anointing. And we began to communicate with each other. And I read the emails, every single one of them in the snail mail. And they began calling themselves the Worldwide Prayer, and they began prayers. And they began saying, I feel called to this. This is my call. Praise I've known God. For years I needed to pray, but I didn't have a prayer partner. Or I didn't have a group I could pray with. And many other reasons. And so we know even the Lord, and the Lord knows about the WWPs. He gave us a supernatural confirmation of it when we were in Israel in June. And you can see that if you'll watch yesterday's broadcast. You can see what he's done. And so now we've been praying for about 3 years for an awakening. Then he added to that focus. And this was on Mother's Day, May 8th. And our Sunday afternoon prayer. And I woke up that morning and I remember the Lord can somehow get through to me first things in the morning. And I woke up that morning and I thought about the power of a mother's prayer, a mother named Hannah. And she was desperate for a son. And in her desperation, she prayed for a child. And she, of course, got the child Samuel in answer to her prayer. Now, Israel was in a terrible situation. They had the leader of the country was Eli the high priest. And he was very old. And his sons were wicked. They were having sexual relations with women at the door of the tabernacle.
That's wicked.
I mean, that is wicked. And that is bad for Israel. That's and of course, right. The devil, he's just jumping over and doing backflips. He's so happy about it. But this little woman, this little mother, Samuel, gets this intense desire for a son. She's praying. She won't be satisfied. Her husband said, I'm better to you than 10 sons. He loved her so. No, she would not be satisfied. You have to have an intense desire for things. And she had an intense desire for this child. And she prayed. Eli saw her lips moving. She prayed quietly. And he said, this time next year, you know, you'll have a child. And so she did. And she brought that child after he was weaned, probably a 5 years old or older. She brought him back to Samuel. She gave him to the Lord. And then she, one of the most beautiful passages, prophetic passages in the Bible, is Hannah's prophecy and prayer. And this is chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Amen. And that's one of the highest prayers and prophecies in the Bible. The Jews regard it so. Most anointed. She was the first one to direct a prayer to Jehovah of hosts.
Is that right?
And she did it. And that means he's the God of armies. Mm-hmm. It's indicative, I think, that this was a woman of prayer who first called him that in prayer. And then it says in verse 5, and she's saying this, the barren hath borne 7. So that means her, the barren has borne 7. If we go down into verse 21, we're going to find, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters and the child Samuel. That's 6. But she said in her prophecy that she bore 7 in her prayer. Who did she bear? Who did she birth?
Interesting.
So we go back up to verse 10, and in her prophetic prayer, she says, Jehovah shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Praise God.
Anointed in Hebrew is Mashiach. In other words, she said, he's going to judge the ends of the earth, and he will. And he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his Mashiach. So this is the first place that we see the Messiah mentioned.
What verse was that, Billy?
This is verse 10 of chapter 2. It's the first place that we see Messiah mentioned in the Bible. She mouthed out of her mouth the words, his king Messiah. And she birthed then Israel's leader that they needed right then. And then she reached on down and birthed their ultimate leader, their king, Messiah. Now, this was on Sunday morning. The Lord was bringing this to my mind. I'm getting ready for prayer, corporate prayer. And then he said, I want you to pray in a leader and leaders for the awakening. So really, we're still on the focus of the awakening. But now he's honing us in. He said, awakenings need a leader or leaders. God works through leaders. I know there's some people that tried to have church without having a pastor. And I've gone to a church before where the pastor had no say in anything. Well, that's not right. God works with a pastor. God works with a head of a ministry. He's always done that. God worked with Moses. God worked with David. And that's, in fact, what the Lord said, said to me that morning. He said, pray in a Moses. Pray in a David. Pray in Moses's. Pray in David's. Now, one would naturally think of a political leader or leaders, but I knew that this involved also spiritual leaders. You need spiritual leaders in an awakening. You need pastors.
Absolutely.
You need ministers, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers that know what God's doing. Pray in ministers, pastors, shepherds, and yes, pray in political leaders. And remember, these are worldwide prayers. So we're talking about praying in leaders all around the world.
Wow.
Yes, for America, and yes, for the other places. Now, because we had been jerked up in 2008, we knew better than to start looking to a person or a party and just fix it in our minds. Oh, we got to get this party elected. We got to get this person elected. We know better now. We know now we don't misplace our faith, and we don't misplace our prayer. We have to look for the source. And our source is God. He wants to give us a leader and leaders. But we have to look to Him for it. We're going to have to desire it just like Hannah did. And we're going to have to require it just like Hannah did. And pray about it. And He gave us then some qualifications. This leader or leaders must be His selection. He said that about David. I chose him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they must be a leader and leaders who will, quote, inquire of the Lord. What made David a man after God's heart? He inquired of the Lord.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's the thing that did it. He inquired of the Lord about everything he did. And then he did what the Lord told him to do. So an assignment was given to us then, the worldwide prayers, to work with God on this that was laid before Him. We shared it with the Wednesday WWPs, and we sent them the CD that I taught on that Sunday, May 8th, of the corporate prayer meeting, because that Sunday meeting is not taped. And now they got that. They sent for that CD by the thousands. And we now expect the Lord, in answer to our intense desire to give us utterance and to answer our prayers as He did Hannah's. We are not political, but our prayer is that He would give us these leaders. I don't care if He changes the ones we've got now. I don't care if He changes the leaders that we have now in the pulpits or in the public arenas. He can give us, but we do want, and we are demanding from Him. Now, that sounds strong, but she demanded.
Faith demands.
She demanded. And so then we prayed, and we pray in the Spirit. I'm going to read to you. We don't know who is this leader. We can't say, God, go get so-and-so out of the state of so-and-so and put on their mind to run for so-and-so. We can't do that. So He's given us this marvelous way to pray by tongues. And I'm going to read you this by Kenneth E. Hagin. This came in February the 20th, 1997. Prophecy through Kenneth E. Hagin. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happenings.
That's right.
Speaking by the Spirit, the glory of God will come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud hanging over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they'll sense the mighty move of God. Speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking the time to pray in the Spirit, taking the time to pray in other tongues, will tune you up, will edify you,
yes,
will get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then He takes over, and you speak out what He says, not what you think. You speak out what He wants. Hallelujah. Men and women speaking by the Spirit, by prophecy, inspired utterance, by tongues and interpretation, shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being in this sense realm where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice and be ye glad.
Praise
so
God.
So when we think about it, all over the world,
pray in the will
thousands
of,
God. Of them.
Wow.
We don't know who are the leaders. He knows. But we're praying in the Holy Ghost. And when
awesome?
We can get our tongues hooked up to our spirits, our tongues hooked up to our spirits, then He can bring it into the sense realm.
Amen.
What we need. That's why He
His
said,
perfect will.
The end of all things are at hand. Keep your mind clear. Stay alert.
Be alert.
For the purpose of prayer.
Isn't that awesome, Bill?
Working with God
Hallelujah.
In the purpose
Praise
of prayer.
Praise God. That is so exciting. Billy, and I'll be right back.
We've all faced
problems,
challenges,
opportunities.
But who knew
that how we respond, either in love
or hate,
would make
such a difference in the end?
Who knew that our very lives
would be at stake?
Love is the life of every living thing in this whole universe.
Faith, joy, peace, and prosperity all depend on choosing love's way. The Walking in Love package contains Love, Your First Priority, a 2-CD series by Brother Copeland. It teaches you the importance of making every decision based on the law of love. Also included are 2 teaching CDs by Billy Brim about walking in the light and walking in love. She gives examples from her own experience on how to put love into practice. Kenneth Copeland's mentor, Kenneth E. Hagin, wrote Love, The Way to Victory, to teach you how to turn even the toughest situations around by walking in God's love.
Make the decision today.
Learn how to walk
in this
divine love.
Order the Walking in Love package today for just $22 and save over 35%. Contained in this package is a book by Kenneth E. Hagin, as well as messages on CD by Kenneth Copeland and Billy Brim. Discover practical insights to increase your love toward others and walk in victory every day. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395.
You know, nothing's going to work for you without love. That's our commandment. And so this is the Walking in Love package, hallelujah, that we're offering this week. When you walk in the God kind of love, it has much to do with whether or not your prayers are heard, everything to do with it, and answered. You got to walk in love. That's our commandment. If we don't walk in love, we're not obedient.
Faith doesn't work.
No. And so we want you to get that straight. You know what? We've all been taught that, but we still have to continually watch our mouth, watch our actions, so that we stay in love. Why? Because we want our faith. Faith works by love. And if you don't have love, you're not going to have active faith.
And remember, this scripture that we're studying says, have above everything
above
else.
Above everything else.
Have fervent love.
Fervent. Red
one
hot.
For another. Red hot love for
Glory
one another.
To God. So get your package on love today. Billy, you pray for the people today.
Father, in the name of the Lord, I want to ask you those that you want to raise up to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to put it into their minds and their hearts how needful it is to you that they be alert and be online for prayer.
Amen.
I'm asking you to... Even someone who, Father, who thinks that they don't have a purpose. Maybe they're too old for God to use. oh my, there's an untapped source out there, Father. Mm-hmm. And I ask you to tap them in the nursing homes, to tap them in the places,
yes,
dear God,
Lord,
that they can see
reveal
that they're very much needed in the army of the Lord. In the name above every name we pray.
Thank you, Father.
And you know, I was just thinking about, I got this letter from a lady, and she and her husband had a great ministry, and he passed away just recently. And I sent some flowers. We'd known him a long time, and she wrote me a letter and said, it's sad to know that our ministry is over. And I wrote right back to her under the unction of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why, your ministry is not over. The greatest, one of the greatest ministries on earth right now is prayer, working with God. And you've got time now to give yourself to that kind of prayer. Like we know some people who give a lot of time,
yes,
to prayer.
We do.
They can get over into realms. And we've gotten over into realms. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about it.
Great.
How we got
Wonderful.
Over into the high realms in corporate prayer,
oh,
just
man.
The other day.
If you need somebody to pray with you, call the prayer center right here at KCM. People that know how to pray, trained to pray, they're ready to pray, they pray on the Word, they pray in faith. So give them a call and they'll be most happy to minister to you. We have offices around the world. Check their hours of operation for prayer. The KCM group is here to help you. Hallelujah. Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this,
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Join me and Pastor Prosperity George Pearsons on the Believer's Voice of Victory for 10 glorious days of prosperity. We're talking about victory in your finances. Learn how to rely on God's Word and experience His full supply. You'll be furnished in abundance. Join us for our Prosperity Jubilee.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read Word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today, The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon.